Commentator Judy Muller wonders what Benjamin Franklin and some of the other founding fathers, especially the ones who wrote the Bill of Rights, would think about some recent developments in the War on Terror. It's part of our ongoing series of commentaries on civil rights and national security.
Tyranny, despite its imposing name, does not always make a dramatic entrance. Sometimes it steals into the house by the back door, wearing the camouflage of national security. And if anyone questions the intrusion, this constitutional gatecrasher has a ready answer. Don't worry, this isn't about you, it's about them, pointing at, say, the Muslims in the room. And so we don't get too exercised when we hear that a federal judge in Brooklyn has ruled that the government has the right to detain non-citizens indefinitely without explanation. In fact, says this judge, the government can detain them simply on the basis of religion, race, or national origin. No great outcry over that. After all, extraordinary times require extraordinary measures. Ditto the prisoners at Guantanamo, never mind that most are not charged with a crime, that they've never had their day in court. Who are they to demand a day in court anyway? Due process, habeas corpus, the Fourth Amendment. These are some of our favorite treats, we all agree, but since 9/11 they should be carefully rationed. This is war, after all. Thanks to the Supreme Court, five of the justices anyway, those prisoners may yet get a fair hearing. We'll see. That is now up to Congress, where the Senate Majority Leader's reaction to the ruling was, quote, "To keep America safe, I believe we should try terrorists only before military commissions, not in our civilian courts." Not to nitpick here, Senator, but of the 450 prisoners held at Guantanamo, only 10 have actually been charged as terrorists. But here's the real problem. Once tyranny pulls up a chair and makes itself at home, it develops an enormous appetite. It starts nibbling at our civil liberties. What's strange is that no one seems terribly upset about this unwanted guest pigging out in the back room. Perhaps we've just grown used to the slow erosion of our rights, a little bite here, a little bite there, nothing to be alarmed about. So when we hear that the Supreme Court has eviscerated a rule that police officers must knock and announce themselves before entering a private home of an honest-to-God American, we tell ourselves the police must have had a good reason. It's really still about them, after all, the bad guys, be they terrorists or drug dealers. If you haven't done anything wrong, you have nothing to fear. Never mind that police sometimes make mistakes and barge into the wrong home, sometimes even killing the occupants. Never mind that the knock-and-announce rule dates back to the privacy principles from 13th-century Britain. What are the odds, really, that we will be the targets of a police raid? Better to play the odds than be seen as odd. The last time a group ran around screaming about government tyranny was in the 90s, when those strange militia types were holed up in the woods, certain that the government was spying on them with black helicopters, ready to round them up and put them in detention camps. I remember interviewing one fellow who liked to whip out a pocket-sized Bill of Rights as proof of his patriotism. Sure, he was partial to the Second Amendment, but he was proud of them all and would expound endlessly on the need to defend them. Those guys are crazy, we thought, as we listened to their tirades against tyranny. Say, where are those guys anyway?
Commentator Judy Muller is an assistant professor of journalism at the University of Southern California's Annenberg School for Communication and author of Now This, Radio, Television, and the Real World.